Progress Test Unit 1. Speaker 1.
Now, before we go into the museum, I'm going to tell you a little about the history of our city. This used to be a very small town 50 years ago. Then people began to emigrate here from other countries. This area of the city used to be a village. Then they destroyed the old houses and built this museum. I know what it used to be like because I lived in the village when I was growing up. Now, if you want to take some photos...
Speaker 2. Arthur Wendelbury lived to be 100 and was a famous writer. But he didn't have an easy life. He was born into a very poor family in Cornwall. He went into the army after he had left school because his parents didn't have enough money to send him to university. After the war had finished, he came home to Cornwall. And while he was living in a cold little house on the Cornish coast, he began to write his first book. Speaker 3.
My Aunt Tessa got married last weekend. The wedding was here in London. My aunt's new husband, Carl, is from the United States, but he's been in Britain for years. He got a job here after he had finished university. Tessa and Carl got engaged 2 years ago, but they didn't get married straight away because they were saving money to buy a house. We visited their new flat before the wedding.
Speaker 4.
How well do you get on with your parents? Do they criticise you all the time? Parents can be really irritating sometimes, can't they? This week on Channel 9, we present How to Live with Your Parents. Now, earlier today, our presenter Jane Hadfield was talking to young people on the streets of Coventry. So, let's go over to her now. Hello, Jane. We can see you on the screen. Can you hear us?
Speaker 5.
I wasn't born here in Britain. I grew up in Colombo, Sri Lanka. I used to love it there. The weather was warm and sunny, and we used to play cricket every day after school. But after I'd left primary school, my dad got a job in Liverpool, so we had to emigrate to Britain. I used to hate it here because I missed my friends and family. But I slowly got used to Liverpool, and I really like it here now. I don't want to move back to Sri Lanka because I'm engaged to a man from Liverpool.